the song called The Old Coal Mine. How come you to write this song?
Well, a man was working in the coal mine and a rock fell on him. They saved his life, all right, but they thought he was dead. But another man heard him a-breathing under this rock. They was going to shoot the rock off at him. This old man that told me about it when I was about 15 years old. And that's been several years back, from now nearly 64. So this old man told me about it. And in 64, I thought of all this story and wrote the song.
I see.
And I just write from that, wrote from the story that he told me.
I see. Okay, let's hear it.
I'll tell you a story about the coal mine that helped me home back in the old time. This is a true story about the old time of a man that was working away down in the mine. The man was working and digging coal down about a half a mile back onto the ground. While up in the ceiling a big rock hung, and the weight of this rock was 2 or 3 tons. He heard the rock slipping and he started to run, but the rock fell down on him as he whirled to run. Well, the men all gathered around him, and one man, he said, "We'll have to shoot this rock off him, for we know he is dead." George Spruce heard him breathing, and then he said, "We'll not shoot this rock off him, for he is not dead. You men all get busy, and don't lose no time, for the man that lays under it is Tom Valentine." Well, they all got busy and they lost no time till they raised the rock up and say, "Mr. Valentine." By the help of a coal car and a boulder by the side, and the help of our Lord, they saved his life. They put him in the coal car and rushed him down the line, and the doctor was waiting at the mouth of the mine. They owe a car to save his life, to stay with his children and a loving wife. I worked in the mine back in the old time, they can close down behind you as you walk through the mine. You may walk in the morning when you're feeling fine, not knowing